Now, back to one of the big topics, the rising energy bills, they're mounting, aren't they? And the First Minister that we've just been talking about, Nicola Sturgeon, has confirmed she will convene an urgent summit with suppliers and consumer groups, Scotland's main providers, including Scottish Power, OVO Energy, Centrica, Octopus and E.ON. They'll all go to this meeting later this month. The Scottish Government says it will do everything possible to help those affected by price rises. Well, Peter Kelly from the Poverty Alliance will join them at the meeting. Hello, Peter.
Hi, John.
What do you hope for?
We're hoping for more action from the energy companies in particular. I mean, we've been calling on the UK government, and I think we have to be clear, the UK government has a big responsibility here in taking action. Called on them to take more action. We've called on Scottish Government. But I think the energy companies need to make sure that they're doing all that they can to protect people in what will really be a devastating winter crisis for them.
And is that your bid directly to them, or do you think the Scottish Government can do something around this too? Is this you saying, I want to be at the table and I will implore them to do more? What are you saying?
We called on the Scottish Government to convene this summit next week because we wanted to get in the room with these energy companies. We are hearing from our members ourselves, and Energy Action Scotland called for this meeting, and we're hearing from our members the fear that people are facing going into this. Now, more advice, more help from energy companies isn't going to solve the problem on its own, but it will help lots of people. It will provide additional support for lots of people, and that's what we want to see. Everyone doing everything that they can to help in this crisis.
So what do you mean by that? You want more help to go to people who can't afford the bills or prices to be kept down? Either way, it's taxpayers' money going to either, you know, subsidise the energy companies because they will then be taxed extra for the profits to go to the bills, won't they? So what are you calling for?
So energy companies have responsibilities. You know, if you were to ask me what should people do if they're worried about paying their bills, the first thing I would say, and the first thing that any advice organisation would say, is contact your supplier. That's the first thing they ought to do. Now, what we need to be assured of, and I'm afraid at this time we can't be assured of this, is that when people phone their suppliers, they're actually going to get through. And they're actually going to get someone who's competent to be able to advise them and be able to make sure that they've got a payment plan that they can actually afford. So that's one thing. Are energy suppliers tooled up to give people advice on the kind of scale that's going to be required as these price hikes come into play in October? So is that kind of action that energy companies should be taking? I mean, they have hardship funds. Most of the big providers have hardship funds. But I bet you, John, you wouldn't know how to ask for it. You wouldn't know that they have them. I certainly can't find information on them. It's not published. It's not readily available. So we need to see that kind of really practical stuff the energy companies can do. There are also big issues, of course, about the energy price cap and what should happen to that. That's something that UK government and Ofgem needs to take very seriously. We need to look at the kind of targeted help that people on low incomes can get. So we've been calling on UK government to double the support that's already there. So we need that kind of thing. But also we need energy companies to be taking action.
Just briefly, we've got the two candidates for Prime Minister debating in Perth tonight, haven't we? They're not going to be around the table with you next month, but you know, hopefully you've not just got the media bloke or woman from Scottish Power likewise. But let's say you could talk to them, Liz Truss and Rishi Sunak. What would you say tonight?
Well, the thing that I would be saying to them is they need to double that support. So Rishi Sunak, when he was Chancellor, put in place around about £1,200 for people on low incomes, people who are on benefits. The way that energy prices have gone, we need to see that at least doubled. Okay. So that's one thing that the incoming Prime Minister has to have high on their agenda.
Okay, Peter, thank you. Peter Kelly from the Poverty Alliance. It's Drive Time. And